Friends by mail. Pretend primary. One day when I was homesick from school, I spent the day with my grandmother. We decided to have our own pretend primary, just the way it was in the friend. It was so fun. My favorite part was conducting the music. Kate C., age 10, Florida, USA.
Heavenly Father loves you. In the February 2013 Friend, I played the song, My Heavenly Father Loves Me. When I played it, I felt the Spirit telling me that it was true. Thank you for putting music in the Friend. Madison S., age 9, Michigan, USA.
How I read the Friend. I like to read the Friend inside my private tent. I really like the hidden pictures. Say S., age 4, Oklahoma, USA.
Super Siblings. I love reading The Friend. I'm excited every time it comes in the mail. I like reading Matt and Mandy, and the stories make me happy. My family was discussing how we could help my little sister be kinder. There was a lot of contention, and we wanted the Spirit in our home. I read an article called Firecracker Charlie in the March 2013 Friend. It taught me that for her to be nice to us, we needed to be super kind to her. I'm grateful I can feel the Spirit while reading The Friend. Matthew P., age 11, Nebraska, USA.
Dear friends, every month we send you a song you can learn to play on the piano or keyboard. We love reading your letters and telling us about how you played those songs in family home evening for baptisms and in primary sacrament meeting programs. Look on pages 24 to 25 to read some of our own readers' experiences serving others with music. Keep playing, The Friend. P.S. What other talents have you used to serve others? Please write and tell us. Note, was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency. Trying to Be Like Jesus by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. We believe that through living the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can become like the Savior who is perfect. How that wonderful transformation will happen is captured for me in a song written for children. Transformation means a change. I'm trying to be like Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 78. I remember watching the faces of a room full of children singing it on a Sunday. Each of the children was leaning forward, almost to the front of the chair. I could see light in their eyes and determination in their faces as they sang with gusto. Gusto means with enthusiasm. It seemed to me that they were not just singing, they were declaring their determination. Jesus Christ was their example. To be like Him was their goal, and their eager looks and their shining eyes convinced me that they had no doubts. They expected to succeed. They were sure He had prepared the way. That determination must be in the heart of every Latter-day Saint. The Savior has prepared the way through His atonement and His example. And even the children who sang that song knew how. Adapted from Our Perfect Example, Ensign, November 2009, pages 70 through 73. Note, watch or listen to a video of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus at friend.lds.org.
Jesus's Example. One day, when Jesus was in the temple, some people brought a woman who had committed a sin. They wanted Jesus to condemn her, but instead, He treated her gently and kindly, told her to choose the right from then on. You can read about this in John chapter 8, verses 2 through 11. You can also watch a video called Go and Sin No More at BibleVideos.org. Keep trying. What do you do when you realize you did something that wasn't loving or kind? Apologize to the person you treated unkindly. Do something nice for that person. Tell Heavenly Father you are sorry. Keep trying to be like Jesus.
End of From the First Presidency. Trying to Be Like Jesus by President Henry B. Eyring. Read by David Shaw.
The Rule Review by Anna Nelson Shaw, based on a true story. I will only read and watch things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father, my gospel standards. For family home evening, we'll review our computer and game rules, Dad announced. Dad, I already know the rules, Joseph said. He was 11 and he had been using the computer for years now. You do a good job following the rules, Dad said, but a review is still good. Joseph plopped down on the couch. He wished they would talk about something new instead. Dad held up a poster board and marker. Okay, let's see what we already know, Dad said. Joseph, what rules do you know?
Crash and tell, Joseph said.
That's right. If you see something inappropriate on the computer, like swearing or people not wearing clothes, close the screen or turn off the computer. Then tell Mom or me right away. Dad wrote crash and tell on the poster.
What else? Mom asked. Don't give out your information, Aaron said. We just talked about that in school.
Joseph looked at Mom and Dad. That wasn't one of their rules, but Dad smiled and nodded. Good, Dad said. We haven't talked about that before, but it's really important. Don't give your name, your age, where you live, or where you go to school on websites or to people online. Some people use that information to hurt others. He wrote, "Don't give out info" on the poster. How about keeping the laptop in the living room or kitchen? Joseph suggested. He was paying attention now. Dad wrote, "Computer in family areas only."
You can't use the computer without asking, Elizabeth said.
Excellent. And you have to take turns, Mom reminded them. Dad wrote, ask permission and take turns.
What about games? Simon asked.
Thank you, Simon. The rules for the computer are the same for video games and the phone and tablet, too, Dad said. We need to avoid bad language, violence, disrespect for others, and anything that makes wrong seem right. Dad wrote, no swearing, violence, or disrespect in games. The family thought of several more rules and put the poster by the computer. As he went to bed that night, Joseph tried to remember everything Dad had written. A few days later, Joseph went to his friend Darren's house. Darren brought out his new video game to play. It seemed awesome at first. Then the characters went to battle and Joseph started to feel uncomfortable. It was pretty violent. He didn't want to play this game anymore. What if Darren thinks I'm just a chicken? Joseph wondered. Then he remembered the rules and it helped him feel brave. Hey, Darren, he said. I don't play violent games. Darren looked surprised and paused the game.
Oh, I didn't think it was that bad.
I just don't feel good playing it, Joseph said. Can we play something else?
I guess, Darren said.
That wasn't that bad, Joseph thought, as he and Darren picked out a new game. When they finished that one, they went outside and rode their bikes. Joseph was smiling when his mom picked him up. How was it? She asked.
Fun, Joseph said, and I kept our family's rules.
Family rules. How does your family keep high media standards? Write and let us know what tips you have. End of the story, Rules Review, by Anna Nelson Shaw. Read by Spencer Carter.
Family Fun Time. Media can be useful and fun, but it's important to set rules. Read The Rule Review, pages 4 and 5. And then talk about some rules that will help your family. Family Media Checklist. How do you know when media is good for you? How do you know when it isn't? What should you do if you see something that makes you uncomfortable? Where can you keep electronics so everyone in the family can see and use them? Where is it okay to use phones or tablets? Leave them off or leave them home when you go to school or church. How long should you spend on the computer, tablet, or TV? Consider setting a timer to keep track of this time. How will you make sure that media doesn't distract you from homework, sleep, or chores? Beware of cyberbullying. Never post or text anything you wouldn't feel kind saying to someone in person. Don't pass along mean or embarrassing messages. If someone writes something unkind about you, don't respond. Tell a parent or trusted adult right away. Stay safe online. Never put your phone number or address online. Don't send photos of yourself to others without a parent's help. Never give your passwords to anyone except a parent. Don't reply to or open messages from people you don't know. Don't download programs or apps without a parent's permission. Only visit websites, watch movies, or send messages that your parents would be okay with. Banana ice cream. Try this fun frozen treat. Be sure to get an adult's help. Makes 4 servings. 3 ripe bananas, 3/4 cup milk, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla. 1. Slice the bananas and spread the slices on a tray. 2. Put the tray in the freezer for at least 2 hours. Let the bananas sit at room temperature for a few minutes before using. 3. Put the frozen bananas, milk, and vanilla in a blender or food processor and blend until smooth. You can also add peanut butter, chocolate syrup, or another favorite topping. End of the section, Family Fun Time.
Bright Idea Poster. In this month's Bright Idea Poster, we see a group of children playing a game of basketball with the following caption. Why not choose a time each day to disconnect from technology and reconnect with each other? Simply turn everything off. Sister Rosemary M. Wixom, Primary General President. End of Bright Idea Poster.
What Was I Thinking? By Renee Reed, based on a true story. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Patrick is a pest. At least, that's what I used to think. This morning I found Patrick sitting on my bedroom floor surrounded by lots and lots of potting soil, lots and lots of flower pot pieces, and 3 messed up marigolds. Just a few minutes earlier, that potting soil, those pieces of flower pot, and the 3 marigolds all added up to 1 wonderful Mother's Day gift, but not anymore. The moment Patrick saw me, all he could say was, "Uh-oh, Quissy, uh-oh." Patrick is almost 3, and he still can't say his R's. I can sure say mine, and boy did I ever say them to Patrick. I said, "Patrick, you just ruined my Mother's Day present. You are in really, really big trouble." Mother's Day is tomorrow, and I had been all ready for it. My class had made Mother's Day gifts at school. First, we decorated flower pots. Mine was beautiful. It said, "To the very best mom in the world," and it had bunches of bright blue butterflies fluttering all over it. I'm really good at drawing butterflies. Next, we filled our flower pots with potting soil. Then we poked 3 holes in the soil, put a marigold seed into each hole, and filled the holes up again. We watered our plants every other school day, and we waited and watched until our marigolds finally appeared. My teacher, Miss Stockton, says that growing things takes a lot of patience, and she is right. Everyone in my class cheered when our marigolds began to bloom. My marigolds were bright yellow and made me think of sunshine, but now my perfect present was ruined. "Uh-oh, Quissy," Patrick said again. "Sawee, sawee." "Well, you should be," I said, glaring at him. That's when Patrick started to howl. Mom came racing into my bedroom. "What is going on, Chrissy? What's this mess?" she demanded. "This mess," I said, trying to swallow the lump in my throat. "This mess is your Mother's Day present. Happy Mother's Day, Mom." Then I started howling right along with Patrick. It took Mom a while to calm us down. When she finally did, I told her all about her Mother's Day present and how it took lots and lots of patience and lots of work to get those marigolds to grow. "Now look at them," I sobbed. "Hmm," Mom said, giving me a hug. "Marigolds sound a lot like little brothers." "What?" I whimpered. "Little brothers," Mom said, "need lots of patience and lots of care to help them grow up, too." "But, Mom," I said, and before I could say another word, Patrick crawled onto my lap, wrapped his chubby arms around my neck, and said, "Don't cry, Quissy. I grow up." Well, that did it. Mom and I started to giggle, and then Patrick joined in. Before we knew it, all three of us were laughing and hugging right in the middle of that big Mother's Day mess, and it felt great. "This feeling is the best Mother's Day present ever," Mom said. "I love it." I grinned. "Me too." "Me, me," Patrick added. I used to think my little brother was a pest, but then I realized, what was I thinking? I love my little brother.
Sidebar. I love my baby brother Maddox and always want him to be safe. It is my special job to put on and buckle his seatbelt. I am thankful Jesus loves everyone, but especially little children, so I am trying to follow his example by taking good care of Maddox. Dane H., age 5, Connecticut, USA.
End of the story. What Was I Thinking? By Renee Reed. Read by Kara McClellan.
A Friend for Grandma by Dana P., age 12, Utah, USA. My grandma Annabelle came to live with us for 19 months until her death. She could no longer live on her own or take care of herself. My grandma was not a member of our church. She didn't belong to any church. My mother and I decided to read stories to my grandma from the Friend magazine. Grandma would listen and I would ask her what she learned. Then she would give me a few short responses. My grandma loved it when I read stories to her. She always wanted me to read more. Since my grandma liked the stories so much, we thought we would like doing the hidden pictures too. We worked with her and helped her find the objects. This helped her mind stay strong. The Friend magazine is great for everyone, young and old. Sharing the stories was also a good missionary opportunity for us. Sometimes Grandma would listen to the scriptures with our family. During those 19 months, she offered to say two prayers, and they were beautiful. We all felt the Spirit. Even though my grandma didn't remember who we were most of the time, she loved it when I read stories to her. I think it made her feel good inside. Since I am 12 years old now, and it has been a year since my grandma died, I am looking forward to being baptized for her in the temple. Note: to hear how others your age are doing family history and temple work, go to oneinamillion at friends.lds.org and watch the videos about Brennan and Erica. End of A Friend for Grandma, read by Tess Hawkins.
Music: I Often Go Walking. Words by Phyllis Lutch. Music by Jean P. Lawler. All rights reserved. This song may be copied for incidental, non-commercial church or home use. This notice must be included on each copy made. You can print out or listen to this song at friend.lds.org.
Walking.
of music, I often go walking. Words by Phyllis Lutch. Music by Jean P. Lawler. Fun stuff. Celebrating mothers. Mother's Day card. Make this fun card for your mother or another important person for Mother's Day. Be sure to get an adult's help. You will need 2 pieces of thick colored paper, a pencil, scissors, glue, crayons, or markers. Step 1. Trace both of your hands on a piece of colored paper and cut them out. Step 2. Cut a 1-inch strip from the long side of a piece of paper and fold the strip accordion style. Step 3. Line up the paper hands and glue each end of the folded strip to the palm of each hand. Step 4. Write, "I love you," on the outside of one hand and "this much," with an exclamation point, on the folded strip between the hands. Step 5. Write a nice note on the back of the other hand and give it to someone you love.
Mothers in the Scriptures by Annell Barlow. How well do you know the mothers in the Scriptures? Test your knowledge by answering the quiz questions below. Look up the scripture verses if you need help. Question number 1. Who was the mother of Cain and Abel? Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. The answer is Eve. 2. Who was the mother of Joseph Smith? Joseph Smith History, verse 4. The answer, Lucy Mack Smith. 3. Who was the mother of Joseph sold into Egypt? Genesis chapter 30, verse 25. The answer is Rachel. 4. Who was the mother of Samuel? 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. The answer is Hannah. 5. Who was the mother of Isaac? Genesis chapter 17, verse 19. The answer is Sarah. 6. Who was the mother of Jesus? Luke chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. The answer is Mary. 7. Who was the mother of John the Baptist? Luke chapter 1, verse 13. The answer is Elizabeth. 8. Who was the mother of Nephi? 1 Nephi chapter 5, verse 1. The answer is Sariah. End of the section, Fun Stuff, Celebrating Mothers.
Conference News. Our Prophet Speaks. Courage is needed. The courage to say no when we should. The courage to say yes when that is appropriate. The courage to do the right thing because it is right. May we begin now, this very day, to express love to all of God's children. How many? How many members of the church? 15 million. How many full-time missionaries? 83,000. How many missions? 405. How many stakes? 3,050. And how many members of the Quorums of the 70? 317. Adding temples. Currently, there are 142 temples finished and dedicated. There are 28 more temples that haven't been finished yet. That makes a total of 170 total temples when all that have been announced are finished. Conference quotes. We can choose to be grateful no matter what. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. God is watching over us. We are not alone. Sister Jean A. Stevens, first counselor in the Primary General Presidency. In the Gospel of Jesus Christ, there is no place for ridicule or bullying. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. A first for girls. For the first time, girls 8 and older went to the general women's meeting. Thousands went to the conference center. Millions more listened and watched on TV, radio, satellite, and the internet. It may have been the biggest gathering of girls and women ever. About 50 primary girls sang in the choir. All over the world, girls stood up when Sister Rosemary M. Wixom invited them to sing, "Teach Me to Walk in the Light." What an inspiring sight! End of Conference News. Read by Van Farnworth. Conference Notes. Here are some great stories from the April 2014 General Conference. What were your favorite stories? He wanted to know. President Boyd K. Packer said that when he left home to serve in the military during World War II, he didn't really know if the church was true, but he wanted to have his own testimony of the gospel. He wanted to know. While stationed in Japan, one night he couldn't sleep. He left his tent and looked up at the star-filled sky and started to pray. Right in the middle of his prayer, it happened. Suddenly he felt a witness that the church was true. Now he had a testimony for himself. This knowledge had been given to him by the Holy Ghost. For a moment, think about what this teaches you.
Soothing an aching heart. One night, Sister Linda S. Reeves' daughter came home feeling upset. Sister Reeves asked what was wrong. Her daughter told her that at a friend's house, she had accidentally seen bad pictures on television. The pictures made her feel bad inside, and she wished she could get them out of her mind. Sister Reeves told her daughter that through our Savior's atonement, she could feel relief and stop hurting. Together they knelt and prayed that Heavenly Father would help her feel better. See Protection from Pornography, a Christ-focused home, from the Saturday morning session.
Again, think for a moment. What does this teach you?
Inviting your friends. Elder M. Russell Ballard asked church members in Argentina to invite someone to come to church before this general conference. 8-year-old Joshua listened and invited his best friend and his family to an open house at his ward. That night he kept checking, but his friend did not come. Finally they came, and Joshua ran out to greet them and hugged his friend. They came into the church and met lots of new friends. Elder Ballard said it was great to see the faith of this little boy and to know that primary children can be missionaries too. See follow-up from the Sunday morning session.
Once again, think about what this teaches you. Safe in a storm. Elder Ronald A. Rasbin visited Oklahoma just after a huge tornado struck the area. He was especially touched by a fifth grader he met there named Tori. She had huddled in the restroom with her friends as the tornado roared through her school. Tori said a prayer that Heavenly Father would protect them. Suddenly, the roof tore away. Tori kept praying. All of a sudden, it got quiet, she said. When I opened my eyes, I saw a stop sign right in front of my eyes. Later, Elder Rasban gave Tori a blessing. He told her that angels had protected her in the storm. Think about what this teaches you. Note: you can read or watch General Conference talks at gc.lds.org. End of Conference Notes.
Show and Tell, Conference Edition. I like General Conference. I didn't even mind they talked so long. My favorite was learning about tornadoes and how to avoid being in danger by making good choices. I was excited to see President Monson. I want to follow the prophet and keep the commandments so I can be baptized when I'm 8. Jacob W., age 6, Texas, USA. I liked when Elder Nelson said, "Faith is the antidote for fear." I was born with problems with all of my organs and am at the doctors and hospitals a lot. When I am scared, I pray for Heavenly Father's help. Before big surgeries, I ask my dad for a blessing so I am not as afraid. I know Heavenly Father helps me get through all of the tests, pokes, and surgeries. Hallie M., age 8, Illinois, USA. Sarah H., age 8, from the Philippines, watched the first general women's meeting online with her mom. She wore her Sunday dress and felt the Spirit when the children were asked to stand and sing. She felt the Savior's love and felt blessed to be a part of the meeting, even though she is miles away from the conference center. I really liked going to the conference center with my mom and my sisters for the women's meeting. I felt the Spirit when Sister Wixom talked about the girls in wheelchairs and how they still went to the temple even though it was hard. It made me think that I can choose the right even if something bad happens. Alexis W., age 8, Utah, USA. I like the story about the mobile home landing on top of the neighbor's mobile home during the tornado. I'm thankful for the gospel because it teaches me how to be good and not follow Satan. And I know Heavenly Father answers our prayers. Andrew B., age 6, New York, USA. I loved Sister Stephen's talk about the premature baby. Right before we came to visit America, my friend's baby was born premature, and we prayed really hard for him to live. I know Heavenly Father really does perform miracles and that He loves each of us. Alea P., age 6, Australia. Josh E., age 9, Utah, USA, built a model of the conference center after attending conference there for the first time. Other contributors to Show and Tell this month: Reuben M., age 7, Idaho, USA. Emmeline D., age 8, England. And Avery M., age 9, Utah, USA. End of Show and Tell, Conference Edition. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Once You Get to Utah, Part 1, Leaving England, by Geraldine T. Fielding, based on a true story. Could Henry find the courage to go to America alone? Wherefore, be of good cheer, and do not fear, for I, the Lord, am with you, and will stand by you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 6. We're going to America! 11-year-old Henry was excited. His parents had joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints before he was born. His family loved the gospel, but not everyone in England felt the same way. Some of their neighbors wouldn't speak to them, and some people at school were mean to Henry and his siblings because of their faith. But in America, they could go to Utah and be with other members of the church. Henry looked at his parents, and his smile faded. They didn't look excited. "Aren't you happy to be going to America?" he asked. "It costs a lot of money to get there," his father said. "It will take a long time to save enough for all six of us to go, and we don't want everyone to have to wait that long. So we have decided to go to America one at a time. And, Henry, we want you to go first." "All by myself?" Henry asked. His father nodded. "You will take a boat across the ocean from England to New York City," he said. "Then you can go by train to Salt Lake. Once you get to Utah, you will stay with our cousins, the Lowes. In the meantime, we will stay here and save our money so we can join you soon." Henry's stomach dropped. Going to America was something he'd dreamed about, but he didn't want to go without his family. "I don't know, Papa," he said. "I'm not sure I can go all by myself." "We have faith in you," Papa said. "You are brave and smart, and Heavenly Father will protect you." Henry thought hard about it. Even though some people had been mean to his family, he liked his life in England. He had friends, and he had his family. He liked going to school, singing in the church choir, and playing with his brothers and sisters in the countryside. He knew these things would change if he went to America. What if I don't like it there? He wondered. Then he looked at his parents. He knew they wanted him to be happy, and he knew they would come to Utah as soon as they could. "Do you think you can do it?" Mama asked. Henry took a deep breath. "I can do it." She gave him a hug. "We're very proud of you." A few weeks later, Henry and his family woke up early and walked to the dock. Everything Henry owned was packed in a wooden trunk his father had made for him. They had painted his name on the front, along with the words, Salt Lake City. The dock was crowded, and Henry walked close to his family. "How will I find my way around in America when I'm all alone?" he wondered. Finally, they reached the SS Nevada, the ship that would carry him to America. Henry swallowed hard as he looked up at it. It was the biggest boat he'd ever seen. Henry hugged his family goodbye, then boarded the Nevada. He stood at the railing and waved to his family until he could no longer see them. He said a prayer in his heart that Heavenly Father would protect them. Someday, they would all be together again in Utah. "I can do this," he told himself. "God will watch over me, and everything will be all right once I get to Utah." To be continued. End of article, Once You Get to Utah, Part 1, Leaving England, by Geraldine T. Fielding, based on a true story. Read by Van Farnworth.
Bulletin Board. Poi. In the Maori language, poi means ball. These balls on strings were used by the Maori to help them increase their strength, flexibility, and coordination. Today, poi demonstrations are part of a traditional New Zealand dance. You can make your own poi to swing. What you'll need: yarn, scissors, 6 sheets of newspaper, 2 plastic grocery sacks. 1. Cut 18 pieces of yarn, each about 30 inches or 76 centimeters long, and tie the yarn together at one end. 2. Divide the yarn into 3 sections of 6 strands. 3. Braid the yarn until you get about 6 inches or 15 centimeters from the end, and tie a knot so there are loose strands of yarn on one end. 4. Crumple 3 pieces of newspaper into a ball and tie the loose strands of yarn around the ball. 5. Put a plastic bag over the ball. Close the opening around the braid by tying it tightly with another piece of yarn. Trim off the extra plastic bag. 6. Repeat to make 2 poi.
Fun facts about New Zealand. Have you met Hiram from New Zealand on page 36 and 37? Here are a few reasons New Zealand is a special place. Captain Cook brought the first sheep to New Zealand almost 250 years ago. Now there are about 8 sheep for every 1 person in the country. Hiram's family likes to visit a place called Elephant Rocks. These giant gray limestone boulders are fun to climb and have been shown in some movies. There are no swear words in the Maori language.
I am a child of God in Maori. Kowawi te tamaiti o te atua.
Spaghetti on toast. Spaghetti on toast is a popular meal for kids in New Zealand and Australia. Remember to get an adult's help when cooking. You will need noodles, canned or homemade spaghetti sauce, 2 slices of bread, grated cheese, optional. 1. Cook noodles according to the directions on the package. 2. Heat the spaghetti sauce in the microwave or on the stovetop. 3. Toast the slices of bread. 4. Place the toast on two plates and scoop noodles and spaghetti sauce on top of the toast. Top with grated cheese and enjoy.
Family history. I am doing it. Sometimes our ancestors leave behind objects or stories that help us get to know them better. What do you know about your ancestors? You can make a time capsule to help your future self remember the things that are important to you now. It can be an envelope, box, jar, book, or folder where you keep things that help you remember what your family was like, your testimony, what you've accomplished recently, your wishes for the future, and other important events. After you've filled your time capsule, put it somewhere safe and choose a date to look at it again. What do you think will be the same? What will have changed? For more time capsule ideas, see Friend, January 2011, page 12.
What if you could meet any prophet from the Book of Mormon? Who would you like to meet? Why? End of bulletin board.
Chihuahuas and Choices by Amy Jane Levitt, based on a true story. Was obeying her mom worth losing her best friend? Honor thy father and thy mother, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Sunlight streamed through the back door as Bella ran inside with her best friend Maria. Mom, can we go walk our dogs? Bella asked. Sure, Mom said. But just go around the block. Dinner is almost ready. Okay, thanks, Mom, Bella called as she and Maria put leashes on their two chihuahuas and raced outside. Bella and Maria had been friends ever since Maria moved in across the street. They were in the same class at school, went to primary together, and played together almost every day after school. Last year, they had both gotten chihuahua puppies together. They named them Pip and Pat. Bella felt Pip give a little tug on his leash as they started walking. Hey, Maria said, let's go up the hill to see Megan. I can only go around the block, Bella said. Your mom will never know unless you tell her, Maria said. I can't lie to my mom. Well, I'm going, if you're such a baby about it. Then I guess I'll just make Megan my new best friend. Bella couldn't believe what Maria had just said. She felt a lump in her throat. So I guess we're not friends anymore, she said, her voice cracking, because I won't disobey my mom. Whatever. Maria pulled Pat's leash and started up the hill to Megan's house. Bella watched her go, then turned around and started slowly back to her house with Pip. After a minute, she began to run. She wanted to get inside before anyone saw the tears streaming down her face. Pip raced behind her. What happened? Mom asked as Bella burst into the front room. Bella choked back her tears as she told Mom what Maria had said. Mom listened and wrapped her arms around Bella in a big hug. Sometimes it's hard to do what's right, Mom said. But I'm proud of you for obeying, even when your friend wanted you to do something else. But now she's not even my friend anymore, Bella said as she wiped away her tears. Sometimes our friends make mistakes, Mom said. But the best friends are the ones who help us choose the right. You were a good friend because you showed Maria it's important to obey your parents. If she's really your friend, she'll realize that and be your friend again. The next day, Bella was playing with Pip when she heard a knock on the door. It was Maria on the porch with Pat at her feet. Maria's eyes were swollen and red, just like Bella's had been the night before. Maria had an envelope in her hand. It was decorated with little hearts and had Bella's name across the front. I'm sorry about yesterday. I hope you'll read my note, Maria said as she handed Bella the envelope. Will you still be my friend? Of course, Bella said. Maria still looked sad. I shouldn't have told you to disobey your mom. It's okay, Bella smiled. Now let's go ask my mom if we can ride bikes. Pat tugged on his leash and ran inside to find Pip. Bella and Maria laughed. It felt great to be all together again.
Sidebar: Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. A true friend strengthens us to stay on the straight and narrow path.
End of the story, Chihuahuas and Choices, by Amy Jane Levitt, based on a true story. Read by Susie Venable.
They can play it. Here's how some of our readers are using the I Can Play It songs. Annika C., age 8, Texas, USA. Favorite song to play, I Am a Child of God. I got to play the I Can Play It songs in our primary program. Sharing our talents shows Heavenly Father we are thankful for the talents He gave us.
My primary presidency asked me to play Prelude for the junior primary. The I Can Play It songs are just perfect for that job. LCW, age 9, Utah, USA.
Favorite songs to play. I'm a Child of God and Book of Mormon stories. I practice as much as I can. I love to play the piano because it makes me feel good. Carter D., age 6, Illinois, USA.
Favorite song to play, If the Savior Stood Beside Me. When I play the primary songs, I feel like I want to sing to the whole world that I know the church is true. Joshua S., age 10, Utah, USA.
Favorite songs to play. I am a child of God, and my Heavenly Father loves me. I have had such a fun time playing the I Can Play It songs for family home evening and in primary programs. When I'm sad, playing the piano makes me feel better right away. Brooklyn K., age 10, Utah, USA.
Children in the Peachwood Ward, Salt Lake Granger Stake, Utah, USA, put together notebooks of the I Can Play It songs. After they practice the songs, they get to play them as prelude music for sharing time.
Favorite song to play, Nephi's Courage. I was able to play all the songs for our primary program without making any mistakes. I'm glad my hard work paid off. Ryan C., age 11, Texas, USA.
Favorite song to play, If the Savior Stood Beside Me. The I Can Play It songs make me feel happy and calm. If I'm angry and I play a primary song, then I don't feel angry anymore. Miranda W., age 10, Utah, USA.
Brinley and Eli S., age 4 and 2, Utah, USA, like to play the I Can Play It songs with help from their mom. End of the article, They Can Play It.
Following Jesus. Be encouraging. What Jesus taught. After he was resurrected, Jesus visited some of his disciples. One of the disciples, named Thomas, wasn't there, and he didn't believe that Jesus had actually risen from the dead. 8 days later, Jesus appeared to the disciples again. Jesus knew Thomas was having a hard time believing, so he invited Thomas to touch his hands and side to see that he was real. Then he said, "Be not faithless, but believing." John chapter 20, verse 27. Jesus helped Thomas have greater faith. This month's challenges. Help someone younger with something that is hard for him or her. Compliment someone who is trying hard. Say something encouraging to someone who has made a mistake. I challenge myself to fill in the blank.
Following Jesus today. My friends and I were doing a play. There was a girl nobody talked to. My friend said something mean about her, and I did too. I felt really bad about it. The next day, my friend made fun of her again. I said, maybe she needs a friend. I went and talked to her. I told her she was doing a good job. She smiled for the rest of practice. I was glad I could make her day a little brighter. Lauren C., age 11, Utah, USA.
One morning at school, I noticed a boy from my class wandering on the sidewalk. This boy has autism, and I was afraid he did not know where to go. I told my friend to come with me. I made sure he stayed with me all the way to class. When we got there, he said, "Thank you. I'm glad I could help a friend." Henry L., age 7, Massachusetts, USA. End of the section, Following Jesus.
Sharing Sweets by Cherie Sebring, based on a true story. How could less candy taste better than more? It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Ms. Ward stood at the front of the room. She held a big jar full of small folded papers. "It's time to pick our homework winner," she said. Sam, Miles, and Jake sat up in their chairs. Every day they spent part of school in a speech class together, and every time they did their class homework, they got to put their name in a jar. At the end of the week, Ms. Ward drew a name out of the jar, and that person won a prize. Ms. Ward put her hand in the big jar to pull out a name. As they watched, each boy was thinking about what he wanted to win. "I hope it's a race car," Miles said. "I want a coloring book," Jake said. "What do you want, Sam?" Sam looked at the big jar. He hoped the prize was candy. He could almost taste it. Ms. Ward took a name out of the jar and held it up. "Sam is our winner this week," she said. Sam grinned when she handed him the prize bag, and when he saw what was inside, he grinned even more. There were 5 pieces of yummy-looking candy. He didn't know if he could wait till the end of class to eat them. Then Sam looked at Miles. He looked kind of sad, and Jake was just staring at his workbook. Sam thought about it. He won the candy for himself, but there was plenty to share. He knew Jesus said to treat others the way we want them to treat us. And when he looked at Miles and Jake, Sam knew what he should do. When the bell rang at the end of class, Ms. Ward said, "You may eat your candy now, Sam." Sam smiled. "Thanks, Ms. Ward, but I don't think I should eat it all." Then he handed 2 pieces of candy to Miles and 2 pieces to Jake. "Wow, thanks," they both said as they opened their candy. Sam looked down at the 1 piece of candy left in his hand. He slowly took the wrapper off and popped the candy in his mouth. It was just as good as he had hoped. Sam smiled as he looked at his friends eating their candy. Sharing the candy seemed to make it taste even better.
Sidebar. One day, my mom made our favorite food for lunch. My little sister and I were so excited. But when my mom gave it to my sister, the bowl slipped and broke all over the floor. My sister cried. I wanted to eat my food by myself, but I decided to share it with her. I only got to eat half of what I wanted to eat, but it made me so happy because my sister was happy. Akemi Ann, age 5, with Azumi, age 3. California, USA.
End of the story. Sharing Sweets by Cherie Sebring. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
When I grow up, I want to be a mom. From an interview by Linda Davies. How did you prepare to be a mom?
Being a mom is the most important job I've ever had. I started preparing to be a mother when I was very young. My mom was my first and best example. She was patient and always loved me, no matter what. When I grew up, I worked as a television journalist and interviewed many people from all over the world. The experiences I had before I became a mother helped me appreciate what a special responsibility being a mom is.
What are some things a mom does?
I love to say that I'm a mom. I do lots of things for my children every day. I cook for them, I wash their clothes, I drive them to school. But the most important part of my job is to teach them. I teach them to be kind and honest, and to work hard and do their best. I teach them to serve others. Being a mom can be lots of fun. My kids and I love to make brownies, go to baseball games, make s'mores over a campfire, and sing primary songs together.
What is the best part of being a mom?
The best part is when I see my children saying their prayers, or when they reach out and help someone who is lonely or sad. I love it when my children give me big hugs and tell me how much they love me. No other job in the world could bring me such joy.
How does being a mom help your testimony?
Being a mom is not always easy. Sometimes it's really hard. But I've learned to rely on Heavenly Father, and He helps me make good decisions for my family. I'm a better mother when I listen to the Spirit. I hope my children will always remember that I have a strong testimony of the gospel. I hope they feel that Heavenly Father and Jesus love them every single day.
End of the article, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Mom. From an interview by Linda Davies.
Special Witness by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. How can I help my family have a Christ-centered home? Always think about what Jesus would have you do. Say your prayers every day. Remember that the things you do affect everyone who lives in your home. Obey the commandments and serve others unselfishly. Adapted from For Peace at Home, Ensign, May 2013, pages 29 through 31. End of the section. Special Witness. How can I help my family have a Christ-centered home? By Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Pat Murray.
For Little Friends, Big Enough by Wendy Ellison, based on a true story. Carlos was too small to walk the dog or mow the lawn, but he was big enough to help. He could help Dad wash the dishes, and he could help Mom fold clothes. One day, Carlos was helping Grandpa pull weeds when Mrs. Lopez walked past. "I need to pull my weeds today, too," she said. "Mrs. Lopez looks busy," Carlos thought. When she went inside, he grabbed a big bucket and started pulling weeds in her flower bed. Carlos worked until the weeds were all gone. Then he grabbed his bucket and hurried back to his house. "Mom's probably cooking dinner," Carlos thought, "and I'm big enough to help." End of the story, Big Enough by Wendy Ellison. Read by Kate Strongen.
Friends Around the World. Kia ora e hawama, which means hello friends in Maori.
I'm Hiram from New Zealand.
From an interview by Amy Jane Levitt. Are there penguins where you live? Well, not only are there penguins where 10-year-old Hiram K lives, but they are tiny blue penguins. The South Island of New Zealand is a very beautiful place. It has lots to see, from rugged, snow-covered mountains called the Southern Alps to heaps of sheep that roam the green mountain valleys.
I live in a small town on the eastern coast of the island. The blue penguins that live nearby are the smallest penguins in the world. Their feathers are the same color as the sea. For my town's Victorian heritage celebration, we dress up in old-fashioned costumes. One year I got to ride a high-wheeled bicycle called a penny farthing. One time at school, I told my friends what church I belong to. I also told them I believe in Jesus Christ. It made me feel good to talk about what I believe. I'm proud to be a member of the church. I love spending time with my family. We go on picnics together at the park and play games like dodgeball, soccer, spotlight, and water balloon fights. Our family goes to church in a small chapel. There are a lot of children in our branch, so I have lots of friends at church. I like learning about the scriptures. One of my favorite Book of Mormon stories is about Samuel the Lamanite. After school, I play on a soccer team. I am also part of a musical theater club. We sing and dance on stage in big performances. When I grow up, I'd like to be either a school teacher or a famous actor.
I love to see the temple. The Hamilton, New Zealand Temple is about 17 hours away from where Hiram's family lives. To get there, they drive all the way up the coast of South Island, take a ferry, and then drive another 10 hours. They try to visit there once a year. End of the section, Friends Around the World.
Phone Time by Jennifer Maddy, based on a true story. I Can Do and Say Happy Things Each Day, Children's Songbook, page 163. Zoe got out of bed and put on her fuzzy slippers. It was Saturday. That meant extra time for games on Mom's phone. Zoe went into the family room and snuggled into a chair with the phone. She loved playing games. When she was tired of one game, she opened another, and then another. After a while, Mom came in. "Zoe, I think it's time to put it down," she said.
"Not yet,"
Zoe said. "You've played enough today," Mom said. "Why don't you go outside or color a picture?" Zoe didn't want to play outside or color. She frowned as she handed Mom the phone. The next Saturday, when Mom came in and asked for the phone, Zoe looked sad again. The same thing happened the next week. Finally, Mom said, "I don't think playing on the phone so much is making you happy. Next Saturday, you can play for a little while, and then you need to do something else." Zoe tried not to think about next Saturday, but Saturday came. Mom set a timer, and when it went off, Zoe knew her phone time was up. She trudged into the backyard. The sun warmed Zoe's face. It made her feel a little better. She looked down and saw daisies in the flower beds. Zoe smiled a little. When did those get there? She picked a few and tied the stems together to make a necklace. Soon Mom was calling her for lunch. The next Saturday, Zoe felt a little sad when Mom took the phone, but she went to her room and colored a picture. Mom said it was beautiful. A few weeks later, when Mom came into the family room on Saturday morning, Zoe had just put down the phone. "Are you already done?" Mom asked. Zoe nodded.
"Can I go play in the sprinklers?"
Mom smiled. "That's a great idea. Let's find you a towel." Zoe laughed as she skipped through the sprinklers. Then she pretended she was a mermaid. She liked playing games on the phone, but there were a lot of other fun things to do on a Saturday morning. End of the story, Phone Time, by Jennifer Maddy. Read by Kate Strongen.
The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy. In this month's issue, we see Matt talking to a friend on the school playground. His friend asks,
"Hey, want to buy a cool pen? It has four different colors."
"Where'd you get it? How much do you want for it?"
"My dad gave it to me. You can have it for a dollar."
Matt ponders.
"Dad did say I could spend part of my birthday money any way I wanted."
Back in the cafeteria, Matt shows his new pen to a friend. The friend says,
"Do you know where he got that pen? He saw some kid drop it and grabbed it before the kid turned around. He bragged about it to me."
Matt is very upset. Later, at afternoon recess,
"I don't want anything that was stolen. Just give me my money back."
"Too bad. I already spent the money on nachos for lunch."
Matt wonders,
"What am I going to do with this?"
Matt makes his way to the lost and found, where he overhears a boy describing something he's lost.
"And it has four colors, and it was a birthday present."
Matt shows the boy the pen he bought and asks,
"Are you looking for this?"
The boy is ecstatic because that is the pen that he lost. Walking away proudly, Matt thinks to himself,
"Maybe I lost a dollar, but I get to keep my self-respect."
End of this month's issue, The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy.
Friend to Friend. from an interview with Bishop Dean M. Davies, second counselor in the presiding bishopric, by Linda Davies. The Toy Truck. The Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 10. When I was about 7 years old, I saw a toy truck at the store that I really wanted, and it only cost 98 cents. I ran home to my mother and asked her for the money to buy it. In her wisdom, she said, no, she wouldn't give me the money, but if I wanted it, I could earn it. She suggested that I ask our neighbor, Sister Anderson, if I could mow her lawn. Sister Anderson offered to pay me $1.50. Her lawn had some very tall grass, and she had an old-fashioned push mower without a motor. It was very hard work, but after 2 hours, I finished mowing and had $1.50 in my pocket. I had painful blisters on my hands, and I was very tired, but on the inside, I was happy. I worked hard and paid my tithing. Finally, I was able to buy the toy truck all by myself. At that moment, I realized the blessings of work. If I was willing to work, I could do many things in my life. I learned to enjoy work. I wanted to mow even more lawns and make each one even more beautiful than when I started it. I learned that whatever we do, extra effort makes a difference and makes us happy, too. End of the article, Friend to Friend, from an interview with Bishop Dean M. Davies, second counselor in the presiding bishopric, by Linda Davies, The Toy Truck, read by Scott Tippetts.
Bringing Primary Home. Learn more about this month's primary theme. Families are blessed when they follow the prophet. When Tomas got home from school, everyone seemed busy. Shut the door, Diego said when Tomas came in their room. I can't do my homework with so much noise. Tomas went into the living room. His younger sisters both wanted the same toy at the same time. Give it to me, Luisa said, trying to grab a doll away from Stella. I had it first. Tomas went into the kitchen. Mom was holding the baby in one arm while she stirred the soup. Dad is going to be late tonight. Will you set the table for me? She asked. When everyone had finished eating, Dad came home. He looked tired. What can I do to help everyone be happier? Tomas wondered. Then he remembered what day it was. Monday. Family home evening would make things better. But when he mentioned family home evening to Mom, she sighed. I don't know if we have time for it tonight, she said. Tomas thought about how the prophet said that family home evening was very important and that it would bless their lives. But Mom, Tomas said, we really need family night. Mom thought for a minute. You know what? I think you're right, she said. Let's clean up so we can get started. At the end of family home evening, Tomas knelt to pray with his family. He felt good inside. His brother still had a project due, his mom was still busy, and his dad was still tired. But everyone seemed a little happier, and his home felt more peaceful. Tomas smiled. Following the prophets always made things better. Song and Scripture. Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, pages 110 through 111. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 2. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 1 and verses 6 through 7. Ideas for Family Talk. Talk with your family about the Prophet's messages to us in General Conference last month. You could choose one thing he asked us to do and plan how your family will follow his counsel.
Sidebar: Listening to the Prophet. In the Book of Mormon, a prophet named King Benjamin called people together to listen to his words. Many families gathered together to hear the prophet. They set up their tents near the temple. With your family, you could make a tent out of blankets indoors or gather together outside. Then you could take turns sharing words of the prophet from General Conference.
End of the story, Bringing Primary Home. Families are blessed when they follow the prophet. Read by Susie Venable.
For older kids, Alistair at the Theater. by Mackenzie Van Inglenhoven. Based on a true story. Can you feel the Holy Ghost at a theater? If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things. The 13th Article of Faith. Alistair sat up straighter in his red velvet chair as the lights began to dim. The people in the theater stopped chatting and looked up at the stage. Alistair's sister Sutton folded her program. Then she caught his eye and smiled. "Ready, Al?" she asked. Tonight was Alistair's first time at the theater. His parents loved to watch plays, and when Sutton turned 10, they started taking her with them. Now Alistair was finally old enough to go too. The orchestra began the overture, the music at the beginning of the play. Then the actors walked out on stage and the show began. Alistair loved the play. It had adventure, mystery, and even some great jokes. When the show ended, all the actors came out for their curtain call. A curtain call is when the actors take their bow at the end of a play. As Alistair joined the applause, he had a good feeling, like he sometimes got in primary. Was he feeling the Holy Ghost? It can't be. I'm not at church, Alistair thought. On the way home, Alistair sat by Sutton on the subway. Did you like the play? She asked as the train rattled through the dark tunnels. Alistair nodded. I loved it. Me too, Sutton said. Alistair thought about how good he had felt during the play. Sutton, he said, when we were watching the play, I felt happy, sort of like I do at church, but the play wasn't about the gospel. That was the Holy Ghost, Sutton said as the train stopped and they followed their parents onto the platform. He can tell us what's good for us to be around and what isn't. Did you think the play had a good message? Yes, Alistair said. It was about being kind to other people. Right, Sutton said as they climbed up the escalator behind their parents. The Holy Ghost is always there to tell us when things are good for us to be around, not just when we're at church. We just have to listen. A few months later, Alistair went to the theater again with his family. His mother smiled as they looked through the program together. A lot of people have liked this play, she said. It should be good. After the show started, Alistair started to get a bad feeling. The characters in the play weren't very nice to each other, and some of them used language he knew wasn't good. At intermission, the short break in the middle of the play, he leaned over to talk to Mom and Dad. I don't like this play, he said. It isn't making me feel good. Me neither, Sutton said. Maybe we should leave. That's what Mom and I were thinking, Dad said. Let's go. I don't get it, Alistair said as they left the theater. Why did I feel bad during the play? The last time we were at the theater, I felt so good. Maybe it's because the Holy Ghost wasn't there, Sutton said. It didn't feel very good, Alistair said glumly. It's important to pay attention to how we feel when we watch things, Sutton replied. That's how the Holy Ghost tells us what's good and what's not. He can help us know when we're somewhere we shouldn't be. As Alistair walked with his family down to the subway station, he noticed that the bad feeling was starting to go away. Instead, he was feeling happy that he had made the right decision. Alistair ran to catch up with Sutton. I hope we go back to the theater soon, he said to her. But I'm only going to see plays the Holy Ghost can see, too. End of the story, Alistair at the Theater, by Mackenzie Van Inglenhoven. Read by Spencer Carter.
Uplifting Downloads. A True Story Written by You, by Michelle D., age 12, Utah, USA. One Saturday morning, I found myself glaring at the mess of clothes, trash, and toys littering my bedroom. I wanted to be outside, not cleaning my room. Sighing, I placed my headphones into my ears and started cleaning. Soon, I began to get tired of my same old songs. I talked to Mom, who suggested we put a few new songs on my MP3 player. I began thinking of favorite songs I wanted to add. Then Dad reminded me of a website where I could download church music for free.
youth.lds.org. At first, I wasn't too excited about the idea. I kept thinking instead about popular songs on the radio. Still, I was curious, so I decided to give these new songs a try. As I looked at the list, I found many songs labeled Especially for Youth. I clicked on one. I loved it. I downloaded almost all of the EFY songs. Once we finished, I went downstairs and began to clean. The EFY songs were upbeat, like the other songs I listened to, but they also had inspiring messages. The music picked me up and kept me moving beyond the time it took me to clean my room. All day long, I found myself working and helping people. I had found my working tool. Since then, I have used these songs in a lot of ways. I have used them for parties, cleaning, exercising, family home evening, and creative thinking. I'm still discovering new ways to use them. I am grateful for the songs on the Church Youth website. 5 fun things to do online. 1. Talk to Grandma and Grandpa or other family members through video chat. 2. Explore history, science, and other subjects. 3. Read stories, play games, and watch videos at friend.lds.org. 4. Create a family video. Ask a parent to help you share it with your family online. 5. Make a yummy treat from a recipe you find online. Remember to ask a parent for permission when searching the web or downloading apps or music. End of the article. Uplifting Downloads by Michelle D. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Fun stuff. 20 questions. Here are some fun questions you can answer with your friends, brothers, and sisters, or by yourself. Start at the top of the list and see how far you can go. Question number 1. If you could go anywhere in the world for just 1 hour, where would you go? Number 2. If you could live inside a scripture story, which story would you choose? Why? Number 3. Which do you like better, summer or winter? Number 4. What do you know how to do that you can teach someone else? Number 5. What is the nicest thing someone has done for you? Number 6. What's your favorite thing to do outside? Number 7. What makes a good friend? Number 8. What sport that you haven't tried do you think you'd be good at? Number 9. What would you do if you were invisible for a day? Number 10. Finish this sentence. 3 things I can do to help my family are... Number 11. How is a shovel like a spoon? How are they different? Number 12. Can you say the alphabet backwards? Is it easy or hard? Number 13. Can you think of 3 words that describe a banana? A football? A school bus? Number 14. What are 3 questions you could answer by saying the word 6? Number 15. How is swimming like running? Number 16. If you could go back in time, who would you visit? Where would you go? Number 17. That's so high, Colin said. What could Colin be talking about? Number 18. Can you think of any words that rhyme with the word lion? What about the word maze? Or the word right? Number 19. If you rearrange the letters in the phrase choose the right, what words can you spell? And number 20. Name 3 sounds you have never heard. End of the section, Fun Stuff, 20 Questions. Read by Andrew Clay.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, 1. Fill out the following form and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, state or province, and country. I agree to the terms of the Friend Submission Agreement, lds.org/friend/parental consent, and grant permission for the Friend to publish my child's submission and photo in print or online. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Through your eyes. Heavenly Father has blessed me with a beautiful world to live in. Here is a picture of a beautiful shell I found at the beach. Naomi D., age 5, Hawaii, USA. The last laugh. I'm washing our car with a hose, which works well enough, I suppose. But something lots better to get things lots wetter would be a pet elephant's nose. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read The Friend online. Fun Stuff Answers. Page 3. Trying. Following. Love. Say. Choice. Listen. Voice. Another. Kindness. Gentle. Loving. Deed. Thought. Taught. Page 12. Across. Eve. Lucy Smith. Rachel. Hannah. Sarah. Down. Mary. Elizabeth. Soraya. Hidden CTR ring. Did you find the ring? Look on page 43. End of the section, P.S. Dear parents and teachers, how can we help children navigate a technology-filled world? See the topic Media in the column below to find stories and activities from this month's Friend to help your family make wise media decisions. If you're looking for uplifting media for your little ones, check out the videos section of friend.lds.org for new music videos of the Sharing Time songs. Happy viewing! The Friend. Family Home Evening Ideas. General Conference. Check out pages 13 through 17 to read about last month's General Conference. For full conference archives, visit gc.lds.org. Trying to be like Jesus. Read President Eyring's message, page 2, and watch a video of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus at friend.lds.org. Turn to page 31 and talk about ways your family can follow Jesus. The Family is of God. Celebrate moms this month by reading What Was I Thinking? Page 8. And Making a Card, page 12. Find other mom-related stories on pages 10 and 30. For more resources about God's pattern of families, visit lds.org/go/frmarriageandfamily. Learn something new. Explore the island nation of New Zealand on bulletin board, page 20. You can make poi, learn Maori words, and make spaghetti on toast. Don't forget to cut out the figure on page 35 and read about Hiram on page 36. Visit Resources for Teaching Children at lessonhelps.lds.org for stories, activities, and media to use at home and in primary. Find videos and games for kids at friend.lds.org. Topics in this issue. Example. From the First Presidency, Trying to be like Jesus, President Henry B. Eyring. Chihuahuas and Choices. When I grow up, I want to be a mom. Faith. Once you get to Utah, Part 1, Leaving England. Following Jesus, be encouraging. Family. The Rule Review. What was I thinking? A friend for Grandma. Big enough. Friends around the world. Hiram from New Zealand. Bringing primary home. Families are blessed when they follow the prophet. Forgiveness. What was I thinking? Friendship. Chihuahuas and choices. Sharing sweets. Fun stuff. 20 questions. General conference. Conference news. Conference notes. Show and tell. Conference edition. Holy Ghost. Alice Dare at the theater. Jesus Christ. From the First Presidency. Trying to be like Jesus. President Henry B. Eyring. Following Jesus. Be encouraging. Special witness. Elder Richard G. Scott. Kindness. From the First Presidency. Trying to be like Jesus. President Henry B. Eyring. Following Jesus. Be encouraging. Sharing sweets. Love. What was I thinking? A friend for Grandma. Following Jesus. Be encouraging. Media. The Rule Review. Family Fun Time. Phone Time. Alice Dare at the Theater. Uplifting Downloads. Motherhood. What was I thinking? A friend for Grandma. Fun stuff. Celebrating mothers. When I grow up, I want to be a mom. Music. From the First Presidency, Trying to Be Like Jesus, President Henry B. Eyring. I often go walking. They can play it. Uplifting downloads. Obedience. The Rule Review. Chihuahuas and Choices. Special Witness, Elder Richard G. Scott. Phone Time. Pioneers. Once You Get to Utah, Part 1, Leaving England. Scriptures. Fun Stuff, Celebrating Mothers. Fun Stuff, 20 Questions. Old Testament Scripture Figures. Joseph. Service. A friend for Grandma. When I grow up, I want to be a mom. Big enough. Standards. The Rule Review. Uplifting downloads. And work. Friend to friend. The toy truck. End of the section. Dear parents and teachers.